think perhaps it's fair to say that the slightly concentrating on pounds, shillings and pence, I think there is absolutely no doubt that the economic argument has been won. When you can't say which currency you're going to have, which means you can't control your interest rates, when you can't say if or when or on what terms you're going to join the European Union, and if you can't say what the start-up costs of forming a new country are, I think it is fairly clear that on a purely economic basis, it would be foolhardy to proceed with independence. I do, however, with the deepest respect, understand there are a number of very passionate Scottish people who want independence at any price, and I respect their point of view. For most of us, I think the economic facts are unassailable. So I'm a passionate Scot who's British because Britain has served us all very well for 300 years.
Would it make any difference if Scotland was independent to your business or to businesses that you work with?
I don't want to throw up any scare tactics. Our businesses in Glasgow control, for example, substantial printing businesses in the southeast of England. Although we are headquartered in Glasgow, our businesses are across the United Kingdom. I don't think, to be perfectly candid, that there's any threatening card. We would still be able to run our English businesses from Scotland, but it would be much more preferable to be able to work within one fiscal, political and economic union. It will make things marginally more difficult, but I'm not in the business of throwing my toys out the pram and saying, by the way, if it's an independent Scotland, we're all off. I don't think that will happen, but it will be more difficult. And I think people may look at investing perhaps in England rather than Scotland, because we do rather well. Scotland has punched above its weight for many, many, many years.
100 days to go, what are you expecting?
I believe that the debate is moving clearly in favour of a no vote. I think most Scottish people have been given a lot of facts, and the one thing that the Yes campaign don't seem to be able to do on any basis is give us concrete facts. I think we'll have a substantial vote to remain within the union, and I'm hoping that once that is done, it is put to bed for a couple of generations. We don't want to go through all this again.